Chapter 10, The Party. That night, everyone from Moomin Valley arrived for the big August party in the garden. There were big piles of fruit and huge plates of sandwiches on the bigger tables. There were berries and other things for the smaller creatures on tiny little tables under the bushes. Moomin Mama made lots of pancakes and brought 11 huge bottles of berry juice from the cellar. There were little lamps in the trees, and the garden looked beautiful. Thingamy and Bob were sitting at the top of the biggest table. They were surprised to be there.
"All this is for us," they said. "We can't really understand it."
Everyone then sat down at the tables, and Moomin Papa got up.
"This evening, we want to say thank you to Thingamy and Bob," he said. "We are very happy that you found Moomin Mama's handbag. Thank you, Thingamy and Bob."
Next, Moomin Papa talked about the shorter August nights. Then he started talking about his younger days, and Moomin Mama quickly started giving everyone pancakes. The party became noisier, and everyone was having a great time. Moomin Papa filled their glasses, cups and shells with berry juice.
"Cheers to Thingamy and Bob,"
cried all of Moomin Valley.
"Hurrah!"
Moomin Troll got up on a chair.
"I want to say something," he said. "Snufkin is travelling south tonight. Let's wish him a good place to sleep tonight and a happy journey."
"Cheers to Snufkin," said everyone.
Then Moomin Papa carried the radio into the garden and found some dance music from America. Soon, everyone was dancing and jumping.
"Would you like to dance?" Moomin Troll asked Snork Maiden.
But when he spoke, he saw a big light in the sky. They both looked up. It was the August moon. It was huge and very orange.
"Look," cried Snork Maiden. "The moon is very big tonight.
And the hobgoblin is up there looking for the king's ruby," said Moomin Troll.
But they soon forgot about the hobgoblin and started dancing.
"Are you tired?" asked Bob.
"No,"
said Thingamy.
"I'm just thinking. Everyone has been very nice to us. We must try to do something for them."
Thingamy and Bob talked very quietly together for a while. Then they ran under the bush and carried the suitcase out into the middle of the garden. Suddenly, a pink and red light filled all of Moomin Valley. Everyone stopped dancing. Thingamy and Bob's suitcase was open, and the king's ruby lay in the grass, glowing brightly. They all stood round it.
"Oh, it's so beautiful," said Moomin Mama.
But the king's ruby was glowing like a red eye on the dark earth, and the hobgoblin could also see it from the moon. The hobgoblin was sitting sadly, and he was tired.
"It's the king's ruby," he cried. "I started looking for it hundreds of years ago, and there it is, on Earth."
He dropped all his other jewels and jumped on his panther. They flew quickly down to Earth and to the top of the mountain in Moomin Valley. Moomin Troll and the others were still quietly watching the king's ruby in the garden. It looked more beautiful than ever. Then, suddenly, they saw a white mouse with red eyes near it. A black cat was walking behind the mouse. This was very strange, because there were no white mice or black cats in Moomin Valley.
"Would you like a drink?"
asked Moomin Papa. But the mouse and the cat said nothing. The garden suddenly went quite dark, and Thingamy and Bob became worried. They put the ruby in their suitcase and closed it. Then they tried to leave with the suitcase, but the white mouse stood on his back legs and started to grow. He grew nearly as big as Moomin Troll and then sat on the grass. It was the hobgoblin with his red eyes, and he was looking at Thingamy and Bob.
"Where did you find the king's ruby?" asked the hobgoblin.
"We're not telling you," said Bob.
"I want it," said the hobgoblin.
"We want it too," said Thingamy.
"You can't take it," said Moomin Troll. "It's Thingamy and Bob's. They got it from the Groac, and they've paid for it."
"I know that they paid for it with his hat, but I won't tell him that," Moomin Troll thought. "Anyway, it looks like the hobgoblin has a new hat."
"Give me something to eat," said the hobgoblin.
Moomin Mama brought him a big plate of pancakes. He started eating them, and everyone came a little closer. The hobgoblin couldn't be very dangerous if he liked pancakes.
"Are the pancakes good?" asked Thingamy.
"Yes, thanks," said the hobgoblin. "I last had one 85 years ago. That's a long time."
Everyone felt sorry for him, and they came even closer. The hobgoblin finished eating, and then he said,
"I can't take the ruby from you. I don't steal. But I can give you 2 mountains and a valley full of jewels for it."
"No,"
said Thingamy and Bob. The hobgoblin thought for a while. He looked very sad.
"You go back to your party," he said. "I'll do some magic and give everyone a wish. Then maybe I will feel happier. The Moomin family can choose their wishes first."
"Can the wish be for a thing or an idea?" asked Moomin Mama.
"Things are easier, but an idea will work too," said the hobgoblin.
"Then here's my wish. I want Moomin Troll to stop feeling sad about Snufkin leaving," said Moomin Mama.
"Oh dear,"
said Moomin Troll, and his face went pink.
"I didn't know that you knew."
The hobgoblin waved his long cloak, and suddenly Moomin Troll felt much better. He was excited about Snufkin coming back, and that was fine.
"I've got an idea," cried Moomin Troll. "Dear Mr. Hobgoblin, please send this table and everything on it to Snufkin."
And the table went up into the air and flew south with all the pancakes, fruits and flowers on it.
"What should I wish for?" said Moomin Papa. "I've got nearly everything."
"Be quick, dear," said Moomin Mama. "Maybe you could wish for a pair of really nice book covers for your stories."
"Oh, that is a good idea,"
said Moomin Papa happily. The hobgoblin waved his cloak and gave Moomin Papa a pair of beautiful book covers. They were red and gold and had jewels all over them. Everyone shouted excitedly.
"Me now," said Sniff. "I would like my own boat, please. It must look like a shell and have lots of jewels."
"That is a big wish,"
said the hobgoblin, and he waved his cloak. But no boat came.
"Didn't it work?"
asked Sniff.
"Yes, it did," said the hobgoblin. "But of course I put the boat on the beach. You'll find it there in the morning. Next, please."
"I am a botanist, and I need a good spade," said the Hemulin.
The hobgoblin waved his cloak and gave the Hemulin a new spade.
"Do you get tired doing magic, Mr. Hobgoblin?" Snork Maiden asked.
"Not with these easy things," replied the hobgoblin. "Now, what will you have, my dear young lady?"
"It's difficult to say,"
replied Snork Maiden, and she said something in his ear.
"Are you sure about that?"
asked the hobgoblin.
"Yes,"
said Snork Maiden.
"Well, all right then," said the hobgoblin. "Here you are."
He waved his cloak again, and then there was a cry of surprise from everyone. Snork Maiden looked very different. Her little eyes were now huge.
"Oh no, what have you done to your eyes?" asked Moomin Troll.
"I wished for big, beautiful eyes. Don't you think that they look beautiful?" she asked.
"Yes, but I liked your old eyes," said Moomin Troll unhappily.
Snork Maiden looked in a mirror and started crying.
"Oh, I look terrible," she cried. "I want my old eyes back."
The hobgoblin turned to Thingamy and Bob.
"You're next," he said. "You can have one wish because you are a pair."
"Aren't you going to wake a mish for you?" asked Bob.
"I can't," said the hobgoblin sadly. "I can only make wishes for other people."
Thingamy and Bob talked together quietly.
"We've decided to wake a mish for you because you are nice. We want you to have a ruby as beautiful as ours."
And the hobgoblin smiled for the first time. He waved his cloak over the grass, and again the garden became full of pink light. Another ruby lay on the grass. It was the queen's ruby, and it was as beautiful as the king's ruby.
"Now, are you sot-nad anymore?"
asked Bob.
"No, I'm not sad. I'm very happy," said the hobgoblin.
He held the queen's ruby in his cloak, and he looked at it with love in his eyes.
"And now all the animals here can have a wish," the hobgoblin cried.
Then he gave wishes to all the forest creatures, and because he was very happy, he gave a second wish to Snork Maiden. She looked in the mirror again, and this time she cried because she was happy. Her little eyes were back. The dancing started again, and Moomin Mama brought more pancakes for people to eat. Moomin Papa put his stories in their new covers and read to everyone. Everyone ate, drank, talked, and danced all night. It was the most wonderful party. And now the hobgoblin is flying to the end of the world, and everyone is going to bed. A very happy Moomin Troll is walking home through the garden with his mother. It is nearly morning, and the wind is blowing softly from the sea. It is autumn in Moomin Valley. It is the only way for spring to come again.
Penguin Readers, Moomin and the Hat, adapted from Finn Family Moomin Troll. Tove Jansson, Level 3. Retold by Dulcie Fry. Illustrated by Tove Jansson. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Neka Okoye. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2024.